ladies and gentlemen, let's stop pretending. This isn't just a story we made up about what might be going on in a mythical town named Summerfield. It's what's going on right now in almost every city and town in this country. Our schools are overcrowded. Our teachers are underpaid. Our children are being robbed. Robbed of an education at the only time in their lives they can get it. Very little is being done about it. Because of poor pay, overwork, and shabby treatment, teachers are leaving the teaching profession in droves. No new teachers are coming along to take their places. There's no inducement to anyone to become a teacher with things as they are. We have been proud of our public school system. Have we reason to be? In this country, only 1 5/10% of our national income is spent for education. In Great Britain, where they're having a tough go of it these days, they spend twice that. And who are we shortchanging? Our own children. The future of the world is in their hands. On every side of us, we see the ignorance and stupidity that can rush us into another war. The only cure for stupidity is education. For the sake of our national security, as well as for the sake of our children themselves, we must do all that we can to raise the level of education. You may not realize how bad the situation is. We urge you to go to your own child's school and find out for yourself. Find out how many children there are in his class. Find out whether he's getting what's coming to him. Find out whether your local school board is cutting corners at his expense. If they are, do something about it. You're the only one who can. Join the Parent Teachers Association or any other group interested in the welfare of your school. Don't just pay your dues. Take an active part. Insist that your child's teacher be paid a living wage. Insist that she be given the position of respect in the community that she deserves, so that others will be attracted to the profession. Insist that your school board reduce the size of classes. Provide enough teachers and enough schoolrooms so that your child will get the attention he needs. If it means raising the tax rate a little, remember, we're doing it for our children. They are the one last hope of the world.